USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is pulling a so-called emergency brake that will land more than 94% of that state's population in the most restrictive coronavirus measures. In 41 of California's 58 counties, indoor operations for churches, gyms, and restaurants must stop by Tuesday. Another drug maker announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine is close to being ready, and it's very effective. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Hurricane Iota has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches Central America. Iota is packing sustained winds of 150 miles an hour with gusts up to 195 miles an hour. The storm is expected to slam into Nicaragua in the next several hours, bringing catastrophic winds, life-threatening storm surge, and torrential rainfall to the area still reeling from Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago. The storm is already beginning to weaken slightly, having spent most of Monday as a Category 5 storm. Iowa has become the latest state to see increased restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Monday a statewide indoor mask mandate, as well as orders capping indoor gatherings at 15 people and closing bars, restaurants, and other indoor leisure facilities at 10 p.m. Iowa becomes the 36th state to issue some level of mask mandate. North Dakota joined that list over the weekend. The governors of both states had previously declined to issue similar orders. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gasoline prices rose 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon.
Joe Biden's cancer charity spent more than $3 million on salaries and zero on cancer research and grants during a two-year period. That's according to tax filings reviewed by the New York Post. Documents also show the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded by Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill, after Joe's oldest son Beau died in 2015 from brain cancer, spent nearly $1 million on travel and expenses during that time. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.